There are enough kufchav tests for holding the air. Middle of about Nisha has given birth. Now again, Ravashi mas second line. Ravashi mas nihochi. That's what Ravashi learned before. Now mazutra mas nihochi. These are loches of Nisha is giving birth. Om Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. Chaya, that's Nisha is giving birth. Kol zaman shakeva pesuach. Kol zaman, the uterus is open. Question means Bishar will soon see when it starts, when she's about to give birth. Is bein omrut zricha ani, whether she says she needs something like to be mechal Shabbos for her, or bein omrut ain't zricha ani, or whether she says no, I don't need it, I don't need this right now, is still mechal aleha esa Shabbos. If the doctor or the friends think that she needs it, she needs hot water, so we're mechal Shabbos for her, we're allowed to. Nista makever is after she gave birth already and it's healed up already. Nista makever is closed already. Then omrut srichani mechalalin oleh shabbos. If she says she needs hot water now or she needs something, it's pekuach nefesh. You're allowed to do it for her to save her. Lo yomrut srichani. But if she doesn't say she needs the hot water, she's not complaining. Is ein mechal oleh shabbos. We ourselves, if we think she needs it, we're not mechal shabbos for her. If the doctor is there and the doctor says it's kuach nefesh, it's not worth anybody. Anytime if a doctor says that he needs something, otherwise it's kuach nefesh, Havadi could do it. Here we're talking about nobody saying it's kuach nefesh. Just we think that she needs it. But if she says she doesn't need it, we're not mechal Shabbos for her. That's the way Mazutra learned. Right. Omale Ravina Lemrema. Mazutra Masni Lakula. Mazutra learned Lakula. So what that bishas you could be mechal shabbos for any purpose. Ravashi mas lechumra. Ravashi, the first shita was the chumra. No, only she says she needs it. She doesn't say she needs it. We're not mechal shabbos. His hilchos a command of zayhud halacha like or malay halacha kamazutra. We go lekulia according to mazutra. Why? Because sofik nefoshes lehokel. Whenever you have a shaila about sofik nefoshes, whether a person may live or whether not, avad we go lehokel means to save the life. We always go wherever, anytime there's a suffix of pikuach nefesh, we say it could be mechal Shabbos to save the person. So maybe we hold like Mazutra, that calls the mind is the psicha sakever, whether she says, even if she says she doesn't need it, but if the people around, the friends, think she does need it, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for her. So the more me'ema sai psicha sakever. When does it start the matzav of psicha sakever that the uterus is open enough to say that she's in the matzav of pikuach nefesh now, and we can start doing things for her even though she says she doesn't need it? Is Omer Abaya Mishor Sheteisha Bala Meshabra. The time she sits down on Haintes' delivery table. Meshabra, that's the table, the chair she sits down on, and on that they deliver her. So once she sits down on the delivery table, that's already called the Zman of Sekonas Nefoshes, that we can Mechal Shabbos for her if we think she needs it. Ravun Ebrede Mishuwama Mishor Shadam Shaisis Vyuri. If the Shaisis is after she has her labor pains, and it's about time, and now the blood starts to come down, that's also called psichas hakever. The Yamrilo, a third sheet there is, Mishor shechavruseo noise soisa. When a friend have to come carry her, she's so faint, she can't even walk anymore. The Akfer, friends have to carry Rashi Bezroiseo. With their own arms, the friends have to carry the Isha, the pregnant lady, she's in labor now, that's called psichas hakever. Sheini yechad alahalach, she can't walk anymore, she comes such bad pains that she can't walk anymore, that's already called the Zman of psichas hakever, that's called the Zman of pikuach nefesh. And Laloch, we pass like all three sheet is the Chumrah, which Lakula really. Like whichever one comes first, that's called that she's in the Muslim of labor now, giving birth, and she's a Matzev of Pekuach Nefesh, that we could do things for her. And add Mosai Psichas HaKever, to how long after is it still considered as a Psichas HaKever, how long afterwards, after the birth, can you still be Mechal Shabbos for the Isha? Add Mosai. And Mosai Psichas HaKever, how long does it last? Om Rabbaye Shloisha Yomim. 3 days. Hey, 3 days after she gave birth, she's still in the matzav of Sekonas Nefoshes. If she says or we think she needs something, we're allowed to do it for her. Rove Roma Mishmed Rav Yehuda Shiva. He said no until 7 days. The first 7 days after birth, that's called Psichas HaKever. She's a Mokum Sakona. V'yamru lo Shloishim. Some say no, a din chaya, Anish that gave birth, has a din of 30 days. Yeah. Now, what the alochas of 3 and 7 and 30? Amri Nadori. Nadori says like this. Chaya Gimel Zayin Velamed. There are three different type of halachas. There's Nisha that gave birth that the first 3 days we'll soon see is one halacha. Then there's halacha from the third day till the seventh day. And then there's another halacha pertaining to the seventh until the 30th day. What's the halachis? Gimel, the first 3 days. Bein amra tzrichani, or bein amra loy tzrichani, mechalon alas a Shabbos. Even if the Isha says she doesn't need the hot water now, I don't need it. But if the neighbors or the friends think she does need it, they're allowed to be Mechala Shabbos for her. Even though she says, I don't need it. But if we think she does need it, she's called the Mokum Sakana the first 3 days, we're allowed to be Mechala Shabbos for her. Zion, what about from the third day until the seventh day? And the seventh day or the sixth day comes out on Shabbos, that she gave birth on Monday. So what's the halacha now? Omrut Srichani Mechana Lesa Shabbos. If she says she feels she needs the hot water, she needs something, then she's still be Mokum Sakana, we're allowed to do it. She says she doesn't need hot water right now. We're not allowed to be Mechala Shabbos, just the fact that we think she needs it. Again, if the doctor is there and says she needs it, it's Pekuach Nefesh Avadi, we listen, you're allowed to do it, it's not worse than anybody. But it's not a doctor saying it, just we, the friends, think she needs it. If she says she doesn't need it, you're not allowed to be Mechala Shabbos. Lamed, what about from the seventh day until the 30th day? Then, afilu omra tzrichani, even if she says she needs something on Shabbos, is alocha ein mechal nales a Shabbos. It's after the seventh day, she's not called psikonis nefoshes, and he can't be mechal Shabbos for her. So what's the din of the seventh until the 30th day? That she's called like a choyla shein boi sakona. She's had the din choyla. What's nageya to? Avol oisin ayidei amoy. You're allowed to tell a goy to do something for her. That's the loch of a choyla shein boi sakona. If somebody is sick in bed, and he's not a sakonas tefoshes, but he's a choyla, he's allowed to tell a goy to do malachas for him. Something that's for refuah. I mean, that's the stam in the veld telling him to do malachas. If you tell a goy to do a malacha for your refuah, that's muta. See here also, the isha, the pregnant isha, is allowed to tell the, not the pregnant, when the isha gave birth, it's 7 days after, until the 30th day, she's called a choyla shein boi sakona, that she's allowed to tell a goy to do something for her that's going to help her feel better. Kidirav ula bread rabbi loy. The Omar called tzorche choyla nasin ayde amoy b'shabbos. Any tzorche choyla, something that a choyla needs on Shabbos, even though Yisrael is not allowed to do it for him because he's not a pekuach nefesh, but a kopon you're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you. The Rabbanan didn't make the iser of a miru liyakim that's a shvus, but mokam a choyla shein by sakona. For a choyla it's muta. Trash the cold tzorche choyla. Means v'hochaya, and now this isha gave birth ad lamed yoim stoma choyli. That's the chiddush. Until 30 days after the birth, she's still considered like a choyla, and therefore we're allowed to tell a goy to do something. Rashi dover shein by sakona choyla shim lo yas la refuazu ein masukin lomus mikol makim sarachula. That's what we're talking about. Talking about you want to take a medicine now with some type of refua that if you don't do it, you're not going to die from it. So, Stamos, though, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It can't be Mechal Shabbos for this. But you're allowed to tell a guy to do this for you. Hey, it's something that a Chayla needs, that if he doesn't have it, he won't die, so Yisrael can't do it for him. You have no hetter to be Mechal Shabbos for him, but you're allowed to tell a guy to do it for you. Drashi Avodov, Sheish Bre Sakona, but something the doctor says, if you don't do it, you may become Sakona Stafoshis, then Avada Yisrael Atzma Oiseloi. Then even another Yisrael is allowed to help you out.
The issue here is that the sakana for the isha is because she's menekes, or is that because...
No, because she gave birth. Stam called the uterus.
Uterine surgery.
What?
Well, how does that apply to uterine surgery? Or is it just to give birth? In other words, hysterectomy is...
Could be it's not giving birth. Giving birth is worse. It's worse. Other things that I don't know. I think Mordor is talking about. Could be it's Temalach is also there. You have to know. Mordor is already talking about this act of giving birth. Other things, it could be the same halachas also, could be different, could be bigger zmanim, less zmanim, but still the same thing. Hold the man, she's a sakana, you're allowed to do for her. The Umar's only saying the shurim for giving birth to him. Back to Ukura of Hamnuna, the Yomar of Hamnuna, Dov Shein Boy Sakona, something that if you don't do it for the chayla, he won't die from it. It's not a sakana. Samelo Yisrael can't be Mechal Shabbos for him. Of halacha is, Oymel Anochri B'yoysa, you're allowed to tell a guy to do it for you. The person's a choyla in bed, and he feels he needs a hot tea. It's almost going to make a big difference to him right now. It's going to make him feel much better. He's allowed to tell a guy, put on the fire, make me hot tea, and give it to me. Tell a guy, go home, make a tea and bring it to me. A person's a chila. Chila means that you're in bed. You're not full of mishkav. It means you're in bed. You can't walk around. You're either after sickness or you have such a bad headache that your mamish can't walk around. You can't be on your feet. You have to lie down. That's called a chila. That's shame by sakona. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Lechaya lamed. You should know for Isha that gave birth, there's a loch of 30 days. What does it mean? Lamed yoyim. So the man of my hilchasa. What does the Yudah mean to say a new halacha of 30 days? What does 30 days got to do with Nisha gave birth? Amrinadoi letfila. It means when she should be tevil in the mikvah. So Rashi letfila means ad lamed yoyim letitfa mepnei hatzina. If within the 30 days she shouldn't go to the mikvah because maybe she'll catch a cold, she'll get cold from it, and that will make her into makom sakona. So Nisha gave birth the first 30 days, she shouldn't go to the mikvah. Good. Omar Rava of Leamorne Lashain Bailey Moore. It's only. What? Because the dam, you mean anyway, she's a need, you mean. Well, shall be a gayer by a zacho be a gayer too.
Yeah.
Zach was 33 and it's 7, and you mean it's not a gay anyway, you mean. Praise the Zephyr. Yeah, you're right. It's not still a gay anyway. It's still the Gemara says. Lamornel is Lamornel, Lamornel is Shane Bailey Moore. The Baal is not with her. Abo Bailey Moore, Bailey Mechamamor. If the Baal is with her, then she could go to the mikveh, even if it's less than 30 days, because the Baal will be mechamavah, warmer up. So Rashi Shane Bailey Moore. Vihi Tevelis Latiris. Then the Svarj is only being Tevel just down Latiris, as Manat Gemara. When Isha was an Ida, she couldn't touch Tevel, she couldn't touch Tiris. So she wanted to go to mikveh to be Torah, to be able to touch Tiris. So then, that means the husband is not home, so she shouldn't go the first 30 days. Mashenki, if the husband is in town, then she can even go before the 30 days are up. Rashi, why buy the mechamamor? The yachat tefila b'tashmish, the haguf mitzchamim min haguf. Like the eat the baal with tashmish amito, warm up his wife. It's like a chiddush. Min how is it muti? Lechura she's tummy anyway. Zayin means no. Al din of the gemara it means the al din of the raisa could be. That's called dam toyer. The first 7 days that's all. It's only the midraisa of yavah zocher. The first 7 days the dam is tummy. After that it's dam tur. After that she's tur. She's mutla baila, right? And from the kavis, right? And from the kavis, only the first 14 days midiraisim. And after that, right? Yes, so that's just possible. Because after the birth, after 7 days for zochet, the 14 days for an isha for an kavis, she's mutta. As the gay anyway, even if Bezman Azel being a gay, if she stops seeing the need, she stops seeing dam. After a week later, she stops seeing. She has zaynikim. She goes to the mikvah. So there's a loche, if the Baal is home, and the Baal will have tashmish with her, then she's allowed to go to the mikveh even before 30 days are up. I shall catch a cold, the Baal will warm her up. So the Maruki ha, the Baratet Rav Chizlak, Rav Chizlak's daughter, Tov lo begoit losen, after she gave birth, she went to the mikveh before 30 days, Yoimin, shloi b'fnei baila, if I say she did it by mistake, or she did wrong, her husband wasn't around, v'yitzdenisa, v'tznias, then she got to catch, she caught a cold, she got cold. And the only etzah was v'yam tuya liyasa basu the rabbi l'pumbedisa, that a carrier in a bed to vice says to rabbi l'pumbedisa, right? Mustam rabbi was a husband. Is that a carrier to a husband in l'pumbedisa? That was the only refuah for her. So that's the matzav. The husband is not around, then she shouldn't go the first 30 days. If the husband is home, then it's mutter. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel oisin medura l'chaya b'shabbes imei gishomim, that you're allowed to make a fire for a chaya nishta gave birth. On Shabbos, pshita means lechutz sakona. If she catches a cold, she says she's cold now, and the chaya means zman psichas akevrim, or else it means the first 3 days. So vadi, you can make it on Shabbos as pkuch nefesh. So v'minei, we thought lechay in lechay leloy. Could only do it for a chaya as konas lechoshes, and not for any stam lechayla. And b'maisa gshamim, only in the winter, in a b'maisa cham aloy. But in the summer, it's not so cold, it's hot, so then you can't make the fire for them. So the Marv Eloi, it's not the Lochon. Loishna chayiv, loishna choylo. Loishna b'meis ha-kshom, loishna b'meis ha-chama. Both cases, it's mutter. What's the raya? Midiitma, omer Rav Chiya bar Avin, omer Shmuel. Hey, kiz dam. Somebody had bloodletting. They let some blood out. Zman ha-gemar was a shchirte gezach. We'll soon see how often they did it. For a shchirte, it let blood. Even on top of a few, they hadn't said until 50 years ago. People used to take bloodletting. Used to go, we'll soon see a tesis here. They used to go to and take a haircut. Used to have your bloodletting also. Some people say that's why the barber shops to have the red signs outside, because right. Amal used to be, used to let blood there also. That's the bloodletting. So we'll soon see about it. Is Shmuel says somebody to hake his dam, but it's stoning and he caught a chill after that. Is Oisunlay Meduri allowed to make a fire for him? I feel able to cook for Thomas, even mamish in the middle of the summer months. But if he caught a chill, from a chill, why says the shatter come that kuch nefesh, and you allowed to warm yourself up? So Vaisa is in a case where even the guy is Tamachoyla, but if he caught a chill, from a chill, it shayat to come with his konas tefoshes. So Mizoy, you're allowed to make the fire for them. Rashi hake is dam, for kol shchein choyla, who are then a regular choyla also. Vaisa says, if you catch a chill, and you're chilled up, and you don't warm yourself up, from a chill, it shayat to come with his koch nefesh. So without this, therefore you're allowed to make a madura. You have to know if it applies today or not. So how much of a chill you get. Vayta Shmuel, the mice was, after Shmuel had bloodletting, and he caught a cold, is sochale takaltato, the shagra. He had to make a fire, make heat, he didn't have any wood, so like broke his chair, he broke a chashma furniture in the house, just to make the fire, yasakonis. Shrashi, sochale takaltato, the shagra. Le motzu eitzim chorim, he didn't have any other wood. Lesik biyem hakoza. He had a very expensive chair. Shumul Abadam was very expensive. Still, he had them break the chair to burn the wood to make the fire. Because the elder was a sakana. We have Yehuda Tzolchalei Petura Diyoina. He had them burn as Rashi Min Eriz. There is good, very also very expensive wood. L'Rabba Tzolchalei Shashifa. When Rabba had his bloodletting and he caught a chill, he made them burn his stools in the house. Hafsila, the footstool. The Yomalei Abayi L'Rabba. So why are you breaking the chair? A footstool he had. So he took his footstool and broke it and burned it up to warm himself. So he has to cash the chur yovah batashkes. Oh, Malay, he answered him back. Hey, batashkes the gufoi, odifli. Hey, my goof, my health is worth more to me. It's kedai to break a chair to save your life. So that, it's kedai to burn this footstool to save my life. Omarav Yudu Amarav. Liyodam yimcher odam kairas besa. You should sell even the beams of your house. Like sell everything you have, v'yikach manolim l'raglav, and to be able to walk outside with a shoes. Now they shouldn't walk outside barefoot. Shrashi v'yikach manolim shein l'cha bizoy min amahalach yochel b'shuk. The biggest bizoy, the embarrassment to you is if you walk out on the street without shoes. You can't afford shoes, so you should always make sure you have shoes. Heik is dam if you had bloodletting v'yein loy ma yochel. You don't have what heat that day is yimcha manolim shebraglav. Then it's kedai even to sell your shoes. Because mamish is a sakono if you're not going to eat after the bloodletting. V'yaspik mehen tzorche suda, and buy from the value of your shoes enough food to eat to have a tzorche suda. Trashi tzorche suda means suda sakoza. You're supposed to have a special meal, we'll soon see, after you have the bloodletting to keep yourself healthy. My tzorche suda, what is the suda you're supposed to have? Ravo ma bosa, you're supposed to eat meat right afterwards. V'shimulo ma yayin, it's good to drink wine. Ravo ma bosa, nafsha cholof nafsha. Like meat instead of your nefesh, didn't you let the blood out of you? So meila get that's a nefesh like, let another nefesh bosa come into you. Shimulo ma yayin, sumka cholof sumka. Since the wine, because wine is red, and the blood is red. So you took out red from you, put black back in red. What a Shmuel b'yoyma diyavid musa. Shmuel on the day he had bloodletting, Ovidle tashil the tachli. He made sure to eat the tashil of milt. Tachli. That type of meat he ate, milt. Rav Yechanan shosi adenofik tuyo meyunya. Rav Yechanan drank so much wine till the smell came out of his ears. That's how much wine he drank. After he had bloodletting. Shashim unya me ozna me rechi a yayin. As the rechi a yayin came out of his ears. Rav Nachman shosi adenofik tichli. Rav Nachman drank so much wine till the milt in his body, by say, started to float in it. He had a lot of wine. Rav Yosef shosi, Rav Yosef drank so much wine, adenofik meribda de kesultan. He had a wound like on his hand, like a booboo with a scab on top, like the wine came out of the scab. And his mamish's body was overflowing with wine. That's how much wine he drank. Rava mahader achamra. Rava ran after to make sure he got very good wine. Bart loser tarfi. That's like 3 years old from three types of different leaves. A special wine. Also, it was a refuah to drink wine, so they made sure they got good wine. Omalu Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rabbonim. But metusim minaychu. Like, please, go away from me. When you make your bloodletting, Omalu v'saychu, tell your wives when you go home that day, Nachman ikloy lagabon. They could tell your wife, our Rosh Yeshiva Nachman is coming to visit us that day. He's coming to eat with us. What does that mean? If your wife hears that the Nachman has come to eat the suda, she's going to make a big suda. She'll make a big suda. In other words, he meant to say is, after you have bloodletting, eat a good suda. It's healthy for you. So in case your wife won't let a good suda for you, you could tell your wife, I'm going to come to visit you, so chach for me, she'll make a good suda. Any type of a lie or trickery you shouldn't do, except for this type of a trickery thing, you're allowed to do. What is it, the shori? What is it? The man, the yovid milsa. Somebody had bloodletting. And he doesn't know how to get wine. He can't find wine. He doesn't have any wine in the house. And he doesn't have money to buy wine. Is lisko zuzi maka. Let him take a spoiled coin. A maka, the coin was hit. So now nobody's going to sell it to you anyway, the wine. For lazy l'shev chanusa, and go into seven different stores that sell wine. Aditoyim shiru v'yusa. Until at each store you'll taste a little bit of wine, till at the end you'll already taste the revius of yain. But the pshat is when you go to a store and tell them I want to buy wine, so the first thing you do is you taste it. And then you see if you like it or not. So you'll taste it. Then you tell the storekeeper, yeah, I want to buy it. Where's your money? You're giving the money. The guy's going to throw you on your head. This money, I don't sell wine. So that's one store. Then you go to a second store, do the same thing. Go to seven stores, till the end, a korbanim will have tasted a revius of yain. So this is a heter to do, mustamas pekuach nefesh, this is a heter. But you're not going to drink wine, you become a chayla. So he's mati to do this, al pekuach. If it's real gezel or not, I'm not sure. The morning is called lashon for nirume. Some type of haroma that stamazo, you shouldn't do it. Only here it's mutter. Right. Right. V'loy, let's say that you can't do either. You don't have a zuzi maka, or you don't have a stores to buy the wine. V'loy lechol sheva tarma yuchmato. Take seven black dates. Eat seven black dates. That's also good. V'leishav mishka b'tzirda, and rub in oil into your temples. Rub oil into. V'nigni b'shimsha, and take a suntan. Go lie in the sun. That's healthy for you. The Mara Avlit, it's the name of a person, Ashkechel Lishmuel, the Gane B'Shimsha. Avlit found Shmuel taking a suntan. Omalei told him, Chachimud Yudoy, like a big Talmud Chochem, Bisha Mihevi Tova, something that's bad, all of a sudden is coming good. As they held Pasha, taking a suntan is no good. Trashi Bisha Mihevi Tova, Choy Mashemish, the heat of the sun, Shukoshel Yodin, the mile that's bad for you. Klum, Meitiv Loy, how come now you're taking a suntan? Like, yes, how come you're sitting in the sun? Is Amalei told him, Mishnah, Yoyma Dakozu. Today is the day I had bloodletting. And maybe it's good to warm yourself up that day. That's why he went to the sun. As a Gemara of Aloy, that wasn't the Yemes, though. El Ika Yoyma, there is one day, Damali Boshim Shabakulei Shosa. There's one day of the year that sun is very good that day. It's very healthy to take a sun tin. Yoyma, the day, the Nofla Beit Kufas Tamis. When the Tkufas of the Chodesh Tamis comes out, that day the sun is very healthy for you. But Shmuel, like obviously you do, Shmuel is like a doctor, he knew a lot of things, and Shmuel didn't want to tell this tablet. That's why Shmuel didn't tell this Yisai tablet. He told him he's taking the suntan today, stand to warm himself up. But really today was a special day, that on Tchufas Tamis, that day the sun is very healthy. Right, the Rabu Shmuel Yamar Tevayu, Kol HaMekol B'Sudas HaKozos Dam, whoever is making Sudas HaKozos Dam, he doesn't want to spend the money to buy a Suda today, or to buy Yain, after he had this bloodletting, Yishno Makilin Loim is Nesem in HaShemayim. And in HaShemayim, they won't give you money by saying to have Mazonis anymore. They won't give you food. For Yomim, they'll say, Hu Al-Chayiv Lechas? He doesn't care about himself. He's not taking care of himself. Ani echos alav. So in Hashemayim, the Eibush should take care of you. As Hashem gives everybody panos, he takes care of you. For the Eibush should see that you're not acting normal. You're acting foolish with your own goof. You're not taking care of yourself. So Hashem doesn't give you the panos. Rabu Shmuel Yarmi Tavayu. Haiman the Ovid Milsa. Somebody had bloodletting that day. Leleisiv Heichi the Kurach Zika. He shouldn't sit in a place that wind, a windy place. But like before, the whole Gemara, wind, you catch a chill, when you have bloodletting, it's a sakona. Dilma shofle umna, why? Because maybe the umin that took the blood out of you, he emptied you out. Umukim loyar viyosa. And he only let mamashel revius dam left in your body. All the other dam he took out of you. But the viyosa zika, I'm afraid now when the wind comes, vishoyif minei, it'll also take out a little bit more blood from you. Viyosa de sakona. And then you come to the sakona, you'll have less than revius dam, you come out, can't live on that. Shmuel had a rug of Yavid Milsa Bebeisa. When Shmuel had bloodletting, he had a special room to have it in. A special walled room, the Shev Levinta. It had seven bricks in that room. That's how thick the wall was. The Aricha, and it was very thick also. Rashi Aricha, Shev Levin Aricha. Uvei HaChayim, the thickness of the wall, was Zion Levinim, seven bricks. Motol LeRochvam, Zuei Tzuzer. The whole Levina Gimel Tzvachin. The Aricha, and its width, Arechatz Levina Tefach Machzor. That's how thick that wall was, a very thick wall he had, to make sure no wind would come through. Of Zot Gemara still, Yoyme Chada of it, one day Shmuel had bloodletting in this room, V'yavish Benavshei, and he felt some wind coming into the room, he felt something. His body, he checked out this thick wall, V'chosta Chada Aricha, and one brick was missing there. So because one brick was missing, Shmuel was able to feel the wind coming in. Rabbi Shmuel the Amitavayu, Hai Mandi Ovid Milsa, somebody that makes blood, has bloodletting, Litta Midi, he should right away eat something. For the leper, then go out. He don't need something first. And meet a dead person. Yarka arpe. You become green in the face. It's very bad for you. If you're going to meet somebody, commit suicide, is miss, you'll die from that. And if you're going to meet a dover, those called the chazir, is koshel dover achwitz. Bad, it's prashle tsaras. Or bring upon you tsaras. So the kids, after you have bloodletting, make sure to eat something first. Rabbi Shmuel Yamatavayu, Hai Man Diyavid Milsa, if you have bloodletting, Lishoy Purta, first wait a while, Vada Lakim, and then get up. Don't get up right away. Diyom Amar, Hey Devorim Kroivim Amisam, Yoysim Minachayim. Five things if you do, you're closer to dying than you are to living. Vieluhain, Ochal Viyomed, somebody eats a big Suda, and right away he gets up. Shashi Ochal Viyomed, Meir Lamay Pisayim, Acha Shochel Savasayvay. After you filled yourself up, you shouldn't get up right away. Wait, it's not healthy. Shosan v'yomad, you drink a lot, and then you get up right away, it's also sakona. Yoshan, you're sleeping, v'yomad, you jump out of bed right away, it's no good. Hekiz dam, you had bloodletting, v'yomad, you get up right away, it's also no good. Shimish mitos, you have to tashma shamito, v'yomad, you get up right away, it's also no good. So these five things, you shouldn't get up right away. Omar Shmuel. Purso de dama, kol tlois in yomim. How often should you have bloodletting? It's a refuah for you. Every 30 days. Once in 30 days, you should have bloodletting. Shrashi Pursa Dama. Zaman Hakoza Kemoi Pursa Pesach. How long intervals should there be? Every 30 days, you should take it. Vaisas Bizman is there, though we don't do it. Vaisas Nishtan Ateva Pasha today. Today, you don't say such a volatile, healthy thing that you can't live without it. That you should have bloodletting. No, what? The last 50 years, they don't do it anymore.
It doesn't say the volume.
What?
It could have been once, it could have been a famous thing.
Now, Pasha is mashmi lav. Like the Mara before said, they, sometimes Umi could take out a lot of blood from you. Only left over revias. They used to take out a lot of blood. Yes, right. It was a refuah then. Right. To bein haprokim, when a person gets older, the drashi pirkei shenoisa v'goyin la'achem em shona. Once somebody is 40 years old already, then you mayit. Then you don't have to go once in 30 days. Maybe go once in 60 days. Or bein haprokim, when you even get older than that, after 40, when you're 60 or 80 years old, then yachsav yimayit. Also go less. When he gets 40 years old, only go once in 2 months. And when he gets 60 or 80, then go once in 3 months. Trashi lacha shishim, after 60 years old, then yakas gimel chadoshim, once in 3 months. You don't have that much koyach left in your body anymore. Your body, your dam is not so hot. Mainly if you let the blood out, your goof will become too cold then, and it'll be a sakona. So it's not kedai to have bloodletting only once in 2 months and once in 3 months. The Yomar Shmuel, first of the Doma, when's a good time to have the bloodletting? Chag b'Shabbat Sunday, Arbo Wednesday, or Mali Shabbat and Friday. These are the 3 days of the week that's good to have bloodletting. Avusheni v'chemishi loy, Monday and Thursday, that you shouldn't have bloodletting. Why not? The Yomar Mar, Mishi Yesh loy schus ovis, whoever has a schus ovis, is Yakis Dam B'Sheni V'Chamishi. Then you could afford to take bloodletting on Monday and Thursday. Why? Shebezdin Shomalo V'Shomate Shovin. Because just like Boilam Azir, usually the Zman Mekaveir for Bezdin is Yom Sheni Yom Chamishi. That's when the Bezdin sits down to Paskin Dalochis. Who are Din Shemayim? The Eibishter Paskin Dalochis on Monday and Thursday. So the Eibishter goes through the curse of a mensch. So Mela, it's not a good time to have bloodletting then. Shrashi Shabezdin Shomala Vishomata Shovin. Odom Nidim Chol Yoim. A person has done every day. Obezdin Yoshim by Yoris the Bays of Hay. Metikonis Ezra Velech. The Chivim, the Yoim Adin, Upkidhi, Avonais of Niskorim. About today is the Yoim Adin. That's the time the Avishka looks over Yemaisim. Samel is no good to have bloodletting on Monday and on Thursday. So that's why Monday and Thursday is out. The Vaita, but Akoponim, we only said Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So still have to know how come Tuesday is no good. So the Gemara, yeah, but losa b'shamata shavim kiyach. The Bezdin shomal and shomata paskin the same times. So Monday and Thursday is mom when Hashem looks at our averus. It's not good to take an operation then. But losa b'shabata my time aloy. What's wrong with Tuesday, though? How come you can't have bloodletting on Tuesday? And the Gemara Mishum, the Kai Malay Madin, Bizovi. Because on Wednesday, this, the mazel, madim, which is a bad mazel, comes out on an even hour. And something comes out on an even hour, that's bad, zugais. Anything that comes out on even is a sakonah.